Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from Mars.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
With the Octavarius podcast. And you're listening to Hand Flute. Hey, everybody.
Well, are we starting?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Cool.
Yes. Hey, great. Oh, that's great.
Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 64 of the podcast.
Wow.
What a divisible number.
Episode Nintendo 64.
I was just going to say Nintendo 64.
Also, it's a square, so that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eight.
Beatles song. Part of a Beatles title.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Many 64 things.
I want to hold your 64.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I am the 64.
MGD 64 is a thing.
Yep. God, MGD 64 oh, it's not MGD, should not
right.
be a thing.
Yeah.
Are we talking about 64?
Hey, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Castelvi.
Hey, it's Keith.
Hey, it's LP.
Hey, it's Brian.
Hey,
it's Scott.
Hey, it's Dins.
Hey, it's Cloud.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, it's Mark.
Sorry, man. I was thinking about MGD 64 and how much it sucks. You ever had that shit?
Oh, it's terrible, yeah.
God, I hope they never sponsor us.
Well, I think I would take a sponsorship
okay
from
that.
Them.
From MGD 64?
You don't have to drink it.
But you would endorse it?
What?
Because you know what that sound means?
What?
It means I forgot the mail
bag. No! You idiot!
How did you remember your mailbag forgetting bell, but forget the mailbag?
The bell goes off on its own. I have it set to go off 2 minutes and 8 seconds into the podcast.
Oh.
To remind me that I've forgotten.
It's a lot of bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Here's the mailbag right here, actually. So you didn't forget it. You brought it. Let me just open it up.
Wow.
Ow.
Medieval mailbag.
This letter comes to us from one Carly Roadster.
Okay, go on.
And Carly, it's C-A-R-L-I-E, is how that's spelled.
Is there an apostrophe or a dash in between Car and Lee?
No, C-A-R is all capitalized, though.
Oh, so, okay, great.
It's sort of similar.
Roadster?
Might be an abbreviation. Yeah, Roadster. And actually, it's a series of several letters. Each one is from a slightly different location. So I'm just going to piece them all together. It says, "Hey, Octavarius. As I am writing this, I'm driving from place to place on what I believe is called a road. I am visiting different locations in what I believe is called traveling. What is up with this?"
Wow. Great. Thank you.
You're a genius, Mark.
Thank you, Carly Roadster.
I just read them, you know.
Yeah. So,
I can't take credit for that.
Yeah.
No.
You could.
So travel, huh?
Travel.
Yeah.
Traveling.
Traveling.
It's a very popular question with Octavarius.
Yeah.
We've done vacations and road trips, but traveling in itself is... Well, it's something I do a lot, probably.
Hey, you're on the road a bunch.
Most. Yeah.
You were just gone forever, and now you're here, and I missed you.
Was that like 3 weeks in a row?
It was 3 weeks in a row, but it was like 4 or 5 podcasts in a row, I think.
Too many.
I know. It was a bunch. Just been all around. I started out going to West Virginia, then Pennsylvania, then New Jersey, then New York. Then
is New Jersey as bad as everyone makes fun of it? For
Actually, there are parts that fit perfectly. Newark is everything you've ever heard of it. It is. It's like the grossest place I've ever been in America.
Really?
Newark.
Is it like a ghetto here in Chicago?
Okay. So when you first drive in, it seems like the whole town's covered in smoky fog.
Okay.
It's like Gary, Indiana.
It's sort of like Gary, then.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it's like Gary, but it has more buildings. And it has like what looks like a normal downtown. In fact, if you took away all the smog and took away all the gunk that seems to be everywhere on the road and I don't know, just cleaned it, like just sprayed the whole place with soap and water, maybe it would look a little better. It's just really gross, and it's got a lot of like attitude people, and it really does have a lot of the Guido Italian, the modern Guido that is popularized by Jersey Shore. It is filled with that type of people,
like a lot of fake tans and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of orangey fake tans, but a lot of just it's
Do you
strange.
Think they do that just to survive Newark?
Yeah, maybe they need to toughen up their skin because of the disease that surely riddles the streets.
I mean, they even make fun of Newark and Harold and Kumar. They're like, they're like, oh man, don't want to go to the shitty place.
I was there for a day and I couldn't wait to leave.
Really?
You make fun of New Jersey Line High by your mother too about how like no one should ever go there.
They, like anytime there's a New York like show or movie, it's always New Jersey is the brunt of the joke.
Well,
what like New York? I mean, didn't you? You were there for a day, so don't they at least have like some Man versus Food place or Food Network place that was really good to eat?
No, not that I could find. We almost always, whenever I get to a new place, we find someone ask if there's like a local place that we need to eat, like a really special town favorite, and there didn't seem to be one.
Oh God!
But they're that's like, just Newark. Castle. New Jersey is actually it's got some gorgeous, gorgeous places, and it's not you know. Every state, first of all, is mostly rural. Every state, for the most part, across America, mostly looks like farms and land. And then there's one or two cities in each state that are like real populous and real fun. Chicago is very different from the rest of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
New York City is very different than the rest of New York. New York State is beautiful, very hilly, and full of vineyards for the most part.
They don't have a lot of apples. I heard they have a lot of apples.
No, Washington that's just apples. That it's called the Big
Washington's
Apple.
More apples.
I think they. I'm sure they grow. There's orchards and stuff too. It's very pretty. Lots of tree growing. I think because it's colder and it gets colder, so I think they have to have produce that can bear that harsh winter, which are pears and apples,
trees,
and it's beautiful. And New Jersey's beautiful. And Pennsylvania is gorgeous, covered in trees. Got a lot of trees. If you like trees, Pennsylvania is the state for you. That place is just covered in fucking trees.
Isn't there one state called the Arbor State? Is that Pennsylvania?
Michigan. No, Michigan. Maine.
Keep going.
Massachusetts.
State? You think of Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Maryland. Montana.
Yeah.
I know there is one state that's an Arbor State.
Yeah, possibly. And it's like it's just the same. Every state is tons and tons of land that you don't see much in TV shows or movies because they're real boring. And then a really neat city. It's unfortunate that the neat city in New Jersey happens to be covered in filth. And I'm sorry, it really is really dirty and sticky looking all the time. I guess I had one day there, and that was the one thing. But the problem is that you know, I've only ever heard that it's dirty and sticky, and my one visit, well, really held true to that.
Did you have to use extra special soap to wash the goo off you? Do you get New Jersey goo?
I by the way,
I want to get Jersey goo in a jar.
Why do you want that?
Oh.
Just so I could put enemies? Jersey goo on the things of my enemies.
But one thing that is good about New Jersey. All the New Jersey schools that I've performed at, or I guess most of them, I don't know if it's all, but most of them have a campus bar.
What?
Yeah, they really? Have a small bar on campus.
Are these state schools?
Or
are they all private?
Gosh, I don't remember for sure. But I know Drew University has one. That's in Madison, sort of Manchester, sort of area. The one that I went to in Newark had one as well. We performed in it, actually. It's really neat that they have those little, like, it's like a little haunt for just the college campus. You still have to be 21, obviously, but it's neat that there is a place to go do that on campus.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And that's something I've only ever seen in New Jersey and just that East Coast. I don't think Pennsylvania schools I've been to have ever had that. Yeah.
What's your favorite state that you've ever been through?
State? Gosh, state. That's
tough. To drive through?
Oh, yeah. Actually, as much as I hate really long drives, I was just in Wyoming. Wyoming is probably the neatest state to drive through because about every 30, 40 minutes, The terrain, the geography changes completely.
Oh,
it'll
wow.
go from really barren, like just fields with antelope-y looking animals. Not antelope, but just like deer, weird deer, I call them, running around. And then it'll be real mountainous, and you're going up mountains, and there's snow everywhere because you're in the mountain chain now. And then you leave the mountain chain, and suddenly it's like a bunch of red rock, like the real dirt, the red dirt rock. Yeah. It's just like... Just like, but literally only like 1 minute of that.
What?
Just 1 minute of just a bunch of red dirt, and then you're back to like a more. Now it's like hilly terrain with lots of stuff, and it's like that through a lot of the and the west part of North Dakota, the northwest part of South Dakota, and Wyoming. All that where all those hit and that mountain chain sort of runs through. All those mountains aren't like the same rock, so that's what it really must be. That all the rock, when it got pushed together, made all the mountains, made a lot of really cool, different terrain.
What, Keith, what was the place we were driving through where when we were on our way to Tennessee that had like a wall of rock?
That's when you get in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yeah, Kentucky's got a lot of that.
That's awesome. That's my favorite thing.
Kentucky is beautiful to drive through. I love going through Kentucky. I think Kentucky is a beautiful state. Unfortunately, I hear bad things about a lot of the people and whatnot in Kentucky, but I have not had a bad experience in Kentucky yet, and I know that Kentucky has a bit of a reputation, but no matter when I go there, I have an awesome time, and I've been to Kentucky a total of 3 times, completely different times in my life, always had a good time.
They're one of the only states that does barbecue lamb.
Oh, yeah.
They have mutton there, which is pretty neat.
It's just, the food in Kentucky is awesome. They love whiskey, which I love too.
I love whiskey too.
They like beer a lot. I love beer.
Speaking of...
And the food.
Speaking of Nick McCool.
Speaking of this, I never knew this, but I found out about it 2 years ago that... I don't know why I assumed this would ever happen, but apparently they have dry counties... In areas that are in the south, south side.
It's in the Bible Belt, yeah.
No. Yeah, I had no idea
Not
that.
Not even that far. I believe my hometown was a dry town.
Really?
Really?
Really rural towns.
Wow.
I, for some reason, never thought of that.
Any town of, like, less than, you know, like, 2,000 people where the mayor is just Rick. Like, I'm sure those are dry counties.
God, what, you know, like what
fucking
it,
Rick?
Like, what does it mean to be a dry county? Like just no alcohol sales,
no alcohol sales,
well, including bars.
You can't have like because I lived in Carthage, Tennessee, which was a dry county. Actually, it wasn't, but everyone was under the impression it was because no one actually looked it up. So, but now it is. Don't you worry. They've fixed that. But we couldn't get a restaurant like an Applebee's or anything like that off the interstate because some of those make all their money out of the bar.
Wow.
We didn't have it because they don't have a bar. Some of them have it where you can still sell beer at like a gas station, but you can't sell any liquor. You can't serve any booze of any kind in a restaurant. So all your only luck is to get like a 12-pack of something in a gas station.
Because a former coworker of mine, my old job, was they were having their wedding like in Georgia, somewhere in Georgia where it was a dry, and they realized it was a dry county after they set everything up, and they're like, well, they sent out the invitation. The wedding wasn't for like another like 7 or 8 months, but they sent out all the invitations, and they found out it's a dry county. So like, well, what do we do?
Is it illegal to... like possess booze,
and that's what they're wondering.
You can
like,
it's okay. Booze. You can have booze.
I can has booze.
You can have all booze.
So you could essentially go outside the county, buy just a ton of booze, and run like a bootleg industry out of a dry county.
Capone is back.
Yes, you can.
So I am going to be rich in like 6 months.
Although, what's so funny is that while you could do that, there are many, I'm not just going to say just Southerners, many rural people in these sort of towns that still just instead make... Moonshine.
Yeah, that's right.
They just make moonshine instead because, well, fuck, if I'm going to sell it, might as well make it mine.
it's crazy.
Yeah. And
that reminds
me... Strange.
Keith, lunch at El Rey's
is coming up
soon.
This July.
Oh, I can't wait.
Lunch at El Rey's. You're going to have to figure out how to make that 8-hour drive for one meal.
I don't know what that is.
So last year when we went on our road trip, which there are extra podcasts from.
Bonus Tennessee podcast.
Bonus Tennessee podcast. We, Tins and LP and Robert and
Southern of the Week.
Southern of the Week, Robert Hughes. We went to Kentucky and or Tennessee. We went through Kentucky. We did all that drive. It was real fun. And in LP, take it away from me.
And Keith wanted to meet up with all of his old friends. So we made a Facebook event called Lunch at El Rey's, which is a Mexican restaurant in Carthage, Tennessee, which wasn't terrible.
It's pretty darn good.
It's not like it's not the best Mexican restaurant
you know,
in the
I
world.
I was literally
good.
Expecting garbage, and I was very pleasantly surprised.
No, it's just that it was the Mexican restaurant that I grew up with as a child, so I have an affinity for it, and yeah. It is good.
But I was because I'm like Carthage, Tennessee. I don't go there for Mexican food. So when
I don't go there,
go there for moonshine.
But at the same time, it was great because the whole time we were around the Carthage area, like every one of Keith's friends we talked to, they're like, "Oh, great, you're going to El Rey's? Awesome!"
I know, and like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. It was pretty darn neat, good eating. So Keith makes an event, invites all these people there, but makes it for 2011.
Yep.
So. No one showed up, right?
Nobody showed up, so...
Oh, no.
It was okay. But actually, what's funny is there were like three or four people at the El Rey's that I knew anyway, so I said hello to them.
But we still have the event set up, and the strange thing is, over the course of time since last July, we've gotten more, I think one or two more people to say they're attending.
Yeah. But we also keep the running gag of saying, can't wait for this. About once every 2 months, one of us will... Post on the wall, keep the spirit alive.
Which leads me to think there's like a 10 or 15% chance that it'll happen.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind. I literally wouldn't mind.
If I could take off, I'd go to lunch at El Rey's. Well, I'll probably hit maybe attending. Yeah. I'll hit maybe attending. Is that okay if I'm maybe attending?
Sure. Yeah. It's a commitment, though.
I have an update. I should update on the Facebook before it gets any more out of hand than it already has. I posted podcasts. The first podcast question on my Facebook, which was, where's the worst place to travel to? Immediately found out I should be more specific. Stacy W. says Mordor. Alex L. says the Depression area. It's so far my favorite.
I love this game.
I think some people took this as the worst place to time travel
apparently.
To.
No, well then Robert Knox,
fictional dimension.
The Southern of the Week says Arkansas. Ben W says Brandon during NASCAR season. Lindsay beat Branko says work. Smith says Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan.
I'll need a little explanation on that.
It's the literal poorest town in America.
It's not known to be a pleasant place right now.
All right, and then we get back onto wacky with Aaron G saying Mars 21 November 2059. And Dan says, sorry, I'm on a Doctor Who kick right now. Apparently that's a Doctor Who reference.
Yeah, it must be.
And then Danny K says Doctor the Who in-laws. Fan. Amy S says Shutter Island.
Winner.
And the most recent one, Jen DM, says the DMV. So thank you for participating in the podcast.
Hey, keep this thread open. I'd like to hear more of this.
This is way funnier than anything I would have thought of. Yeah.
To get back to the most fun place I've been is Boulder, Colorado, and I'm going back this Thursday.
Boulder
I'm
is
so,
a great time.
So excited.
It I love it.
You know who's from Boulder is Joe VB from Hugs and Pull-Ups.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends of ours.
Explains why he's so awesome.
Yeah, I love Joe VB.
He does explain that.
Dude,
wait a minute.
Joe fucking loves his home. He talks about how great Boulder is.
Boulder is wonderful.
And he's a big Rockies
Boulder
fan.
Boulder is a town that is like has the same amount of fun while you're walking as Chicago.
That's
but
awesome.
In a completely different way.
I've always wanted to go to Colorado.
Everyone I know from Colorado is just kind of like hippied out and really happy.
Well, weed's legal there.
Weed's legal there,
it's just because medical marijuana in Colorado is cool.
Yeah.
My coworker
Boulder,
Andy is from Colorado.
Boulder's a huge college town, so it's overrun by CU. So it's overrun by students who wanted to go to college in a state that has legalized pot. So that's what you're going to get at like most of the students in the college. And it's gorgeous. It's sat right in front of like this gorgeous mountain chain. Oh, it's so beautiful.
It looks so pretty.
I'm not sure what chain it is that runs through most of America.
Probably talking about the Rockies.
I think I'm talking about the Rocky Mountains. Probably the team Jovi B likes.
Yeah.
Probably a lot different than those Mordor mountains.
It is.
Yeah.
I never went to Boulder.
I thought you were going to say Mordor.
I never went to Mordor.
One does not simply walk into Mordor.
Ewok into Mordor. Thank you.
God damn it.
You're welcome.
Far more cool. A few of us actually went to Aspen, Colorado a couple years ago.
You guys were at the Aspen Comedy Fest.
Yeah. It was really cool, just like driving through the mountains, mm-hmm. sometimes very scary.
It was dangerous at times, because some of those mountains, they have it where you can choose to take this path or a different path.
Oh, those are great fun.
It's like, if you would like to, it's faster this way, but you might die.
You'd be like, no guardrails, these like sharp turns. No, it's very scary. But yeah,
I had a car break down on one of those sharp trails.
What?
That's the worst.
It was a nightmare.
I would never want that.
It was when a bunch of buddies did a road trip to Colorado. That was when I'd been to Boulder, but we went on this path in the middle of nowhere. You couldn't even get cell phone reception, and we get a flat tire, and so we're stuck out there, like miles from the nearest bumblefuck town, where we were looking like fucking crazies over there. Total like fucking 18-year-olds just fucking wild in Colorado acting a fool, mm-hmm. and so no one was wanting to stop. There's like no cars to help us out, and we don't know how to change a tire. Thankfully, this very nice Christian man came and helped us with the car.
How'd you know he was Christian?
A great question. The reason we knew he was Christian is because he fixed our tire, and then afterwards we were so thankful. His hands were dirty, and we're like, here, take this towel. And then he's like, no, I couldn't possibly dirty up your white towel. And then to which we replied, no, it's okay. We stole this from the motel. And then he took it and looked at it for a while, looked up towards heaven.
Oh, no.
And then wiped his
head. No. Oh, yes.
God forgive me for using this.
It's literally what happened.
Wow.
But... Maybe
it's
part of God's plan.
It was.
Steal that towel.
He was a very good Samaritan.
Wow.
That's wild.
He also couldn't say horse's ass. He said horse's rear end.
Why did he say horse's ass? What made him say horse's rear end?
We were talking about... He got us a tow truck, and we were in town, and he was talking about this statue that's in Colorado of some famous figure on a horse. But the sculptor didn't like that he didn't get paid or something, so we made the horse's rear end, quotation marks, face towards the city, as like a jab at the city.
Aha.
And so he was telling the story, and he said horse's rear end, when I felt sure he would say ass, since we were all adults at the time, not children.
So it was like something like, I'm so hungry I could eat a whole horse's rear end.
It would be too far, man.
Wow. But Cloud, I totally know what you're talking about. With the driving up in the mountains.
Yeah, it's scary.
Just a couple weeks ago, I went to Arizona with my wife Susan, and the driving was insane. We went up what we were told was one of the most beautiful drives in America, and it's just like this 8.5 minute drive up 3,500 feet.
Wow.
Cool. It's insane.
So instead of it being the most beautiful drive, it was scariest. More like you're driving like,
oh, it was terrifying. It was terrifying. But we went up it during the day in the morning, and it was beautiful. And then we had to go back at night, pitch black. Ooh. And there's just a line of cars, and people are all just on your ass. It's insane. It's insane.
I think I did that in Arizona.
No, Arizona.
It was in Arizona.
Yeah.
With my family. Wow. I think we did that.
It was awesome.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Dude, Arizona's a beautiful state.
Oh, yeah. I loved it, yeah.
Scottsdale.
I got
fun
to...
Spend some time in Arizona. It's a good time.
Yeah, man. Arizona's just gorgeous. There's so... I have a bunch of family in Arizona.
I played... what was the Game Gear? Was that the Sega?
Sega Game Gear.
I played that for the first time.
What game did you play?
It's gotta be Sonic.
I don't think it was Sonic. I think it was.
How could it not be Sonic?
Why else would you play a Sega game?
Yeah,
it
sucked.
It was like the game.
No, I think it was like some like scrolling fighter.
Echo the Dolphin?
Oh, maybe it was Echo.
Echo the Dolphin, wasn't that just Genesis?
There was a Game Gear
Echo?
Game Gear, probably.
Wow.
Why not, you know?
Man,
We got Echo the Dolphin in college.
That was the. That was a. I want that $8 back, Nintendo Wii.
Dude, that
was
a stupid purchase. That took us so long to just beat the first level.
We never beat the game.
Jump. Oh man, I have to get the dolphin to jump over that one thing on the right.
That's and then, like, a comet came and sucked everything up. I was very angry at that game.
That took us, like, a week.
It was a week.
We're in college. We got a degree. We've been made distinguished alumni of this degree-granting institution.
And how did we spend our last...
It took us, like, a week to figure out
our last month in
game.
College playing Echo the Dolphin. That's
fuck
how we spent
Echo
it.
Echo the Dolphin. That's
Let's talk about that.
Echo the Dolphin is a place I would never want to go.
No.
DM Hay says Ninja Gaiden was for saying a game.
Oh, Ninja Gaiden was
Ninja
great.
Gaiden was good. A cool game. Mm-hmm. I'd go there.
Owner 3000 says Wyoming is beautiful. Too bad about all the bigots.
Oh, man.
Take that, people who live in Wyoming.
Hi.
We did see something kind of ironic when we were driving on the highway in Arizona. A lot of Republicans in Arizona. Huh. And we had this one guy driving a car, and he just had these like three huge bullhorns on the top of the car. The whole car is painted red, white, and blue flag with a big screaming eagle on the front. It's a Volkswagen.
Hey, you know what?
That's hilarious.
It's really, really funny.
You know what you can also learn as you drive through the South or through rural areas? People love putting abortion messages on billboards. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah. But they
Dude,
get
they pop
thick.
Up out of nowhere.
They get thick in the South.
They're just out of nowhere. Why would they be in a field? You know, you're driving and then just in a field, there's an abortion message.
That's when I think about my abortion.
It's like, why would I ever be thinking about that?
I was like, should we get
okay?
an abortion?
Like,
let me go to
like,
the
you
got to
think about the people that buy those billboards. Like, God, maybe if someone's driving down the highway at this point in their life when they're considering whether or not to get an abortion.
Maybe they're driving to the abortion clinic after
their
field.
This sign will get them.
There's a really good opposite-y sign as you come into Chicago on 90 East.
Yeah.
It is a picture of a rat and on the left and a cute little girl on the white. And it says, which would you rather see die? And it's science for research. It's promoting research that we hurt rats so that people can live.
Oh.
But it's a real heavy science message. Which would you rather see die?
That's,
I believe is
that's
what it says.
Real? I never saw
it. I just saw it yesterday coming.
Nuts.
In.
Oh, well, shit. Wow. I guess I'd rather see that rat die
than that little
filthy
girl.
Rat.
That billboard is challenging.
Kill rats.
What a good billboard.
It's oh, just man. A slogan for the Kill Rats campaign.
It's just for like Larry's mouse traps.
Killrats.com.
Rats suck.
Do we kill Sony animals and don't think about it?
It's about time.
Spiders
and bacon.
I saw
they'd kill us if they had a chance. Cloud.
I saw food.
Right? No, I'm
this
not
weekend.
Bad
living
with it.
Food.
It's probably food chain.
I saw,
chain.
Cows.
I saw horses.
Oh,
they're not living
horses.
Food though. They shouldn't be.
Dude,
did you bark at
too
the horse?
Beautiful.
Do you still do horse points when you're on the road?
No, there's too many horses.
We were playing horse points when we went to Oberlin.
Horse points for those at home listening is a game you play. You start playing it as soon as you leave for your long road trip, or you know the one big day's worth of driving at least, and then it ends when you reach your destination. And every time a horse comes into anyone's view. You say horse, if you're the first person to see that horse, you get a point. And the person with the most horse points at the end of the trip wins.
The now, problem is, when you look and glance at an animal, you want to be the first person to say horse.
Mm-hmm. This is the challenge.
Yeah. So, if you call horse and it's a cow, you lose a point. I was in the lead for a while, and I got, I think I got some cow points.
I've lost to like 3 cow points in a row before.
Oh my god, in Oberlin, on the way to Oberlin, I was running away with the game. I was just fucking running away with it. And then I called horse points on a whole trailer truck.
We were tied at 2.
Of horses. Was I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We only saw like 6 horses on that whole
being
trip
tied
to Oberlin.
Being tied at 2 is pretty good at horse points.
Yeah.
I felt like I was winning. So,
you felt good about it.
So I called Horse Points on this entire trailer truck.
Oh my god, that was crazy because there was like two semis, one on the side of us, one on the front of us. And I was like, why is Bebo trapping us? And then I realized, he goes, Horse Points, and I realized, I'm like, that genius. He was pulling up next to this horse carriage, or what seemed to be a horse carriage. Oh, that's
brilliant strategy as the driver.
Those are great Horse Points.
I thought I nailed them.
Then we went around.
It was full of cows. Just full of cows. All cows.
Oh. It's mostly cows. Sometimes there's pigs in there.
Really?
Pigs are the funniest. Because they're putting their noses out of the holes. They're being pigs.
I pulled up the billboard in question.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's a little, true to its word, there's a little adorable girl to the right. And a white mouse.
Oh, she is so cute.
She is adorable blonde. And very clever what they did here. They did, see, the girl's in gray, and the mouse or rat is in white, and it's bisected it, and then it said, who would you rather, but the rat is on the left. It turns rather into rat or her.
Oh, wow.
She lives, so not see die. So,
so there's no die. There was a little... It does, although,
who would you rather
although,
kill?
You know what? Keith, it does. The title of this article is "Who Should Live, Who Should Die."
Yeah,
so it is inferring that.
Yeah, but then it's called ResearchSaves.org to learn about all your rat killing needs. Visit ResearchSaves.org.
It just forwards to killtherats.net.
It's
$2 cheaper.
Can we buy that, Mark?
Killtherats.com?
.net. And I want an email at killtherats.net, please.
Sure. It's open, Mark.
Okay.
Make that happen
for our
fans. .net
ones are pretty cheap.
I will write all sorts of Kill Those Rats articles. I don't actually believe the message of just killing rats, but I'll do it for comedy. I will absolutely get behind Kill All Rats campaign.
I would read every one of those emails.
It would be great, and I would... Could do all that. What's that guy who leads all the rats out of the city and then all
Pied
the
Piper.
Pied Piper.
The Rat King.
The Rat Murderer?
The Rat King from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Or what's the great mouse detective? The evil rat guy? Radigan? Anyone know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
In the Hey Arnold episode where he loses his grandfather's gold watch, who's the Rat King? Is Rat King?
Oh, yeah. Hey Arnold's on instant watch now.
Hey, let's turn on Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold rules.
Do you guys watch
football head?
Moving football head, banana. Do you guys watch movies while you're on the road?
We used to. That's actually the first... on the road in a VCR with like a 7-8 inch like backseat television is how I saw Star Wars for the first time.
Wow.
Dude, me that's too. Quite the memory. I bought Star Wars from McDonald's for $5.
Sweet.
That is how I.
Yeah, we my family drove to Florida, so we like anytime my family
Orlando.
Yeah, we drove.
Yes!
No we way. Just drove to Orlando. Every vacation we had, we just went to Disney World because my brothers hated to fly, so we drove there and we went to Disney World because that was the only way you could kind of satisfy everybody. But it's a huge drive. It takes, you know, it would always take my family 2 days, and you don't want to deal with three asshole kids in the backseat of a Ford Aerostar.
Three dickwads in the backseat.
Pop a TV back there
Dude,
and rent them like
Aerostar?
Nine movies beforehand. Yeah.
Nice.
Do you have a minivan?
That's
you,
a huge
minivan.
Van.
What kind of van was it?
It was a Ford Aerostar. It's like the kind of minivan where like the door slides open.
I think I had a similar minivan. I don't know if you had. We had a TV VCR, which was huge. It's a giant box, but it played VCRs. And at the time, that was awesome. That was like a big deal.
Two appliances in one.
You didn't need the VCR. It's already in there. And so then we just watched like giant. That's where I watched Dark Crystal all those times.
Ah,
which was a great time for me.
God, man, I love just. We got an adapter for the cigarette lighter.
To
plug in the TV VCR combo.
That's how you do it.
Oh, it was so awesome, and like it stopped so many road problems. Like my brother and I, we still fought, but not nearly as much as we would have had we not had movies on those long vacation travels.
Yeah,
I had the key.
You know what is? You know what kind of business is really probably suffering with the advent of technology is those travel board games.
Mealy Board.
Yeah, but even like the pocket, like Pocket Trouble and Pocket Battleship.
Connect Four, the pocket
thing. You can still use those things.
Yeah, you can buy them.
I'd argue they're much more obsolete now. Like,
yeah, they're stupid.
Sure. A lot of kids just have, you know, iPhones.
Yeah.
Like iPhones and iPod Touches.
God, I would lose all the pieces to my travel.
My favorite board was like Pocket Scrabble.
Yeah, Pocket Scrabble was great.
But
now
I have it on my iPod. God, I never thought about that.
Right? Yeah.
You don't need it. They're stupid. They're inferior. They're rats.
The pieces fall out.
Kill the rats.
Oh, right. Oh, wait. Speaking of stupid shit, because we got to get to this as soon as possible. All of the stupid shit you can get at rest stops.
Oh yeah. I always look
at gas stations now. Our house is full of it from Keith's travels. Keith just got a set of owl figurines.
How much
did that set throw you back, man?
$4. Look at all those owls.
You got that for $4.
Yeah, there was a thrift store that apparently just acquired somebody's owl collection.
I'm looking at this owl collection right now.
It's
huge. 19,
that's like 15 or 19?
19 owls.
19 owls.
19 individual owls, but
it's
probably only 12
spooky.
Statues.
That is pretty spooky.
They're connected. Some are owl families.
We have an entire wall of our apartment that Keith has made of cat postcards.
And
that he gets
all
on
sorts
the road.
Of new cat stuff.
Have we thrown a picture of the cat wall onto the website yet?
Yeah, but not of. I need to put all. I have a lot of things to put
on
there.
It deserves
so
an updated
more.
Photo.
God, it's
I need
so
to,
many things.
Maybe that's what I'll do with my Tuesday.
Oh, jeez.
Wake up at 9 a.m. Fresh pot of coffee, put a bunch of cats on a wall. Good day.
Good Tuesday.
I just bought a sweet unicorn chalice.
Oh, that was so cool.
What are you drinking out of this chalice?
Well, I'm going to use it for Tins's birthday party.
Oh man, do I have to buy a fucking chalice?
Oh,
you don't
should.
Have to, but
dude,
I
you should get
really
a pimp cup.
Where'd you get your chalice?
At the rest stop. When
Yo, dude, where'd you get your
at
chalice?
The rest stop, the last stop we went to when we were on
I never saw that chalice.
Yeah, you didn't go with us.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you were ahead.
Yeah.
My car was slower.
I'm going to have to drive to a service plaza and buy a sweet chalice.
You could just go to pimpcups.com.
Oh, I'd need to, like, overnight a pimp cup,
You can two-day it.
Come on, dude.
Do you
you're
think
an adult.
Pimpcups.com has
Tins.
Overnighting options.
Looking
Tins.
It up.
You're an adult. You can overnight a pimp cup.
I don't know. If, I guess.
Do it.
Maybe they sell them on Amazon. I can get free shipping.
Yeah, you can probably do that.
If you need your pimp cup now.
Pimpcup.com
for this,
does
for
not
this
exist
party,
yet.
Can you guys get these pimp cups? Oh. Actually, can you put this party on Sunday, so it's on Easter, and let's all just like party like crazy for Easter. Just get nuts on Easter. Just big, huge fucking Easter party. Everybody bring your goblets. We're getting drunk because the Lord
Easter.
Is back.
Okay. Just yell out, He's risen every like, 5 minutes.
Side note, I went to Amazon. I looked at pimpcups.com and it doesn't exist.
Hey, can you look up killtherats.net?
Doesn't exist. Neither does killtherats.com, killtherats.org, or killtherats.gov.
If I had more free time, I would buy pimpcups.com and send out emails.
But I went on Amazon and looked for pimpcups. You know how when you start to fill out a search bar, it starts to fill out the rest for you.
Yeah.
So I typed in pimp cups and it says pimp cups in clothing and accessories, pimp cups in home and garden, and pimp cups in everything else.
That's a lot of pimp cups.
Yeah. But clothing and accessories is a pimp cup.
Custom cups. There's a website.
Dude, custom cups rule.
Crunkcups.com.
Yes.
Thugfashion.com.
Crunk cups.
Thugfashion.
Dude, I've looked at all of those because I've actually thought about buying some.
So far, my
of
favorite blingsupply.com.
Yes.
Can I get a personalized pimp cup?
Dude, it's pimpcup.net. What are you talking about?
Get like a
check.com.
No, pimpcup.net, motherfucker.
Someone must be squatting on .com.
Pick up all these nets, man. We got to get all these net domains. Nets
this
are coming
one
back.
Just says pimp on it. Nice. Pimpcup.net.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a personalized pimp cup
yeah.
that says Tins? That would rule.
Jules.
You should get one that says Tins is pimp.
Okay.
Tins is pimp.
I'm sure you can get
it
personalized.
Wait, I'd love
birthday
it.
Birthday girl
I'd love it
pimp cup. Hello.
If I got a pimp cup that said Tins is pimp cup,
yeah.
That's awesome.
That cup would have to be so large. That's too many letters for a cup. Well, or the font would be way too small.
I'm going to have There's a whole big category ass
called
cup,
Silver Skull Pimp Cup.
Yes.
Why would you need more than the one? How many different types could there be?
Dude, there are so many personalities in the world, and they need to be expressed in pimp cups.
In skull pimp cups.
If I ever get really rich, I'm only going to talk in pimp cups.
Yeah. Display all of your possible dialogue on pimp cups and show it to people. Yep.
You know what would be great is to do like a bunch of pimp cups as wine glasses and play a song, but all the words for the lyrics for the song are on pimp cups.
Oh, man.
Apparently, pimpcup.net has differentiated the difference between sexy playa pimp cups and pimp cups. They have a whole category for it. Well played.
The homepage of customcups.net includes, in huge font, bolded and underlined, "Yes, you can drink out of these glasses."
What? I can't breathe.
Seriously, go. Like, huge Easter party. Like, I know you guys have work or some bullshit. Big, crazy Easter party. Sunday night, party for Easter.
Our producer, Carolyn, has set bride and groom pimp cups. Very classy.
Oh, God, I see the picture. It's awesome. Oh, Jesus.
Brian, you're loving this.
This is hilarious.
So many pimp cups.
You know, for some of your birthdays, I've been looking at possibly buying you pimp cups.
I've actually browsed some of these sites,
Brian, and they're like, oh.
There's a category called large black glass dollar sign pimp cup. There's more than one.
No, it's just one.
No, it is just. No, wait. Oh, yeah, it's just the one.
That means that, like, people's life passion is to make pimp cups.
This is a company.
I thought so hard about spending the money on a fucking real badass pimp cup, but I seriously, here is the thing that entered into my mind when making a pimp cup purchase. Mm-hmm. Is it dishwasher safe?
I doubt
so
it.
Many
I
of them aren't.
I would never put
the jewels. The jewels. Now you gotta hand wash that shit.
How much is, like, the average pimp cup?
Good question. The cheaper end on customcups.net is between $60 and $75. Whoa. Now, a higher end.
You are getting ripped off, sir. Now, pimpcup.net, you can get them as cheap as $5.99.
Not customized, though.
And it says Big Daddy. Daddy pimp cup for all your pimp cup needs. Oh, man.
What's that pimp cup made out of? It surely isn't anything sturdy.
Well, that's okay, because you can get the pink hottie black glass pimp cup.
Royal
pimp cup for $17.99.
That was mine.
Don't wait. Get now.
Whoa. This.
Oh, God, you know who I do want to sponsor us is any pimp cup site. Yeah. Fuck you, MGD64.
We'll have a bidding pimp war cups. Between all of them.
Oh, God. I want to do pimp cup ads so bad.
Okay, here's the thing. There's a customizable pimp flask for $60 that I really enjoy. Because you can get two giant initials.
I can't order this in time for your birthday party.
You can't overnight a pimp cup?
You're right, I forgot.
There's what they call the new swag pimp cup. It's a 23-ounce cup, so it's like the big glasses, and it's shaped like the kind of glasses you get at a bar that they serve, like, Warsteiner in. $275, but bitch is covered in rhinestones.
Aw, you gotta love them rhinestones.
What website are you on?
I'm on customcups.net/pimpcups.html.
I'm on crunkcups.com. This shit looks swanky.
Yeah, this is the fucking.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, what is the distinction? I'm looking at this website. What's between the distinction between a pimp cup and a honey cup?
This
one's gold, man.
Or to put honey in.
Crunk is a little more expensive. It's a little more ritzy than pimp.
Yeah, those are really nice cups.
Wow.
Those are some nice cups.
I want one of those.
No matter what town you travel to, you would look crunk with these cups.
Good tie-in.
Do you think?
Think pimp, drink pimp.
Do you think when Jesus came back, he could turn, like, normal pimp cups into crunk cups.
Dude, there's I'm looking at a sick-ass honey cup right now that's just bedecked in jewelry, and it just says Carolyn on it.
Nice. Bye. Yeah.
Like our friend Carolyn.
Like our producer Carolyn.
Look out for your birthday, gold. Producer Carolyn.
This can't be right.
Castelvi is getting it for you.
Well, maybe that's just the color is platinum.
The cup color is platinum. You know, we spent a lot of time looking up information on pimp cups and crunk cups. What about killing those rats? Can you just Google kill the rats?
Kill the rats.
Keith, what's the dumbest thing you've ever bought?
Oh, wow.
Dude. On the road.
That's a question.
Holy shit. There's a kill10rats.com. Kill 10 rats.
I think it must be like a thing. It must not be actually
a group of adventurers on an epic quest. It must be a thing. Yeah, it's like a video game.
Oh, weird. I don't know.
Why 10 rats? Why not 8 rats?
Maybe the quest is the kill the 10 rats.
This one goes to 11.
What the fuck am I at?
This isn't what I want. Find something about killing rats.
Okay. So, fictional or non-fictional? What would be your guys' like best place? What's the best place to travel to?
Las Vegas, in my experience.
It's not fictional.
You're a big gambler, though. You are.
I like gambling. You are. Too. I'd go to Vegas. I'd
it's
do a
so
Vegas
much
trip.
Fun.
You are.
I'll do a Vegas road trip next year.
You guys, yeah, sure. Yeah, I feel so stupid. I feel so stupid when I gamble. How do you feel cool when you gamble?
That's simple. You just.
Well, it's simple.
To act, you just don't panic, and then you feel great, and everyone hates you. That's how you're good at gambling. Those are what I have to say about that subject.
We need to kill more rats to understand Makula. Like with medicines.
The closest thing I have is killtherats.homestead.com.
That's pretty. What is it? I don't. This isn't. None of these pictures are killing rats.
No,
they're like birds and a hippie
this
dude
is
on a bike.
And something about New Zealand.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I want to go to New Zealand.
Well, good. That means I'll corner the market on rat killing.
Okay.
No one else will compete with me.
Tins, yeah, you want to go no with rats. Me? Or
yeah,
you go?
New Zealand's been like on my list of things to like places to go to.
That's
before
one of those
I
places
die.
That you can't move there unless you can contribute to society.
Yeah.
Where is this place? What are we talking about?
New Zealand.
New Zealand. And I've wanted to go there largely because of the Lord of the Rings movies. They just look super pretty.
I want
to
see how.
There's a guy
there's like nothing there. It's all these rolling hills.
Yeah,
I'll take Tokyo, dude. I want to go to Tokyo.
I'd go to Tokyo.
I would
be
party
awesome.
In Tokyo.
Boring, boring, boring.
Fuck you.
I want to go to Neverland. We're Hook, where you can make up your own food, and it's right there, and you have like a never-ending. You said fictional.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, your imagination. I'm talking Tokyo.
I'm too old to go there.
No, you always be a,
dude,
Peter Banning.
Have you seen Hook? Thank you.
Thank boom.
You.
Yeah. Dude, a never-ending skateboarding track.
I wouldn't want to do that. I
do you
be want to
swim
pirate.
With...
And
swim
I hate pirates, but I'd rather be a pirate. You get to hang out with Hook and Shmee.
Swimming with mermaids.
Pirates are dumb.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Just saying.
Shmee's,
pirates kill
Skywalker,
people.
Smee's. Yeah,
no.
I just pulled out my nerd boner. What do you think of that?
That's no,
like
would
a
be
fun
fine.
Game.
I'm now playing Kill the Rats.
What?
Which is apparently some sort of Asian computer online game.
Another reason Tokyo rules.
Where I apparently have a pistol and shoot rats.
Out the window without
Tokyo,
breaking the
Tokyo, if you give me some money, I will come. I will show up, Tokyo.
This game sucks. Because the rats don't look like they're really dying.
Right now.
Why is Japan dangerous? This is just
radiation.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay.
Japan is a resilient people, and that is why they will have me, Brian Wolf, in Tokyo.
Brian Wolf will save Japan.
With my fun. I will bring the fun to Tokyo.
I'll
be like Mr. Baseball.
Kill the rats, a Facebook
Tom
group.
Tom Selleck.
The description is, to my liking, the description for this Facebook group called Kill the Rats is, people in my school, spelled with a K, are getting pissed on when, W-E-N, we tell them, kill the rats.
Yeah, there's no punctuation in there at all to help you.
Nope.
Like,
it's hilarious. But go on.
What, we've been talking about rats for like 12 minutes now.
It's mostly rats at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Tokyo.
Scott, goodness. Where is your dream destination?
Oh my god. I always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
You've been to Hawaii?
I've been to Hawaii like four times.
What are you talking about? What?
Well, my dad used to be a traveling
acrobat.
And on the side would sell corporate insurance when he got bored of doing flips.
Oh, that's such a cool hobby.
Yeah, exactly. And since he flew, like, he was always gone like 2 months out of the year, and he would always fly United. He would get so much freaking flyer mileage that we would just go to Hawaii every summer for like a week, which was awesome. So we saw like...
Really? Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
That's great. Are you the way you are, and you've been to Hawaii four times?
Because I saw a volcano.
Hawaii will change
what?
Did it explode?
Yeah, no, it was just it's like been an ongoing eruption for like 10 years.
What?
I know, but it's like the old faithful.
Was it like
volcano.
Cool or just sort of smoky?
No, it was cool because you saw the actual lava. You were like so many feet high up over a cliff with a railing, and the ground you were standing on was hardened lava. It was like dark ground, and you saw like black sand, which is, I guess, it's not like ash, it's just the dirt that turns into sand, only it's black, and you can go swimming in that. It's just really creepy to do it because it looks like death.
You're swimming in the sand?
Well, you know, the beach, the shore. Like,
oh, okay.
The shore, sorry.
Wouldn't they want to, like, by the lava?
Yeah, there's a shore by, it's an island, LP.
Okay, but is it by the lava?
Well, no, it's far enough away where you can go swimming if you want. But from a couple years ago when it erupted, that the sand is no longer a sandy color. It's just pure black.
Oh.
So you can go like, so it's got the waves and everything. You can suntan on it, but looks like you're suntanning on tar.
Weird. Mm.
But you could see this, but you could just see streams of lava going into the ocean and just steam constantly rising. It was one of the coolest things.
Nuts.
Ever.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The rock that is formed out of lava can float.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yes.
Fact.
I would also love to go to Ireland. Have you guys been there?
I have.
No, I want to.
It's awesome.
That would be a great trip.
Dublin is the best.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a blast in Germany.
I would like to go there, too.
Germany's gorgeous as hell, and I love the food.
Yeah. Galena.
In Germany forever.
Galena's where it's at.
Oh, dude, Galena's a great place, too.
Fifth grade, we used to...
Make some tie-dye shirts,
but we used to always go to Galena during the winter, my family, and... It's like the far north side of like Illinois. It's like right before you hit the state that's above Illinois.
On the way to Iowa.
Wisconsin, yeah. And it's just all hills, and if you just get a sled, it's like skiing for sledding. You could just sled for like 20 minutes straight. It's so
much fun. I would love to sled forever.
Yeah. And you have to walk up the hill, but for 20
that
minutes.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Check it. Galena.
So am I the only one here that has not left the country yet?
I have not left the country.
I went to Canada for a half an hour.
Yeah, Canada. I've been to Canada for fun. Oh, Canada's fun.
Tins, you gotta go. You would.
I know, Makula. When are we gonna have our adventure where we
to Iceland?
Where,
let's
well,
hook it. Yeah,
Canada's way closer.
No, dude, Iceland
road trip.
Well,
dude,
okay.
Canada's great.
We gotta have an adventure planned at some point in our lives.
From Canada, it's hop, skip, and a jump to Iceland.
All right.
You can actually, if you just take...
the Iceland Express.
I think it's like 94.
The Polar
I-94 like goes to Buffalo, and then you can just cross into Toronto. Or not in Toronto, into some shit that's by there.
You want to go to Canada and get some like eggs or something?
You gotta get
why
poutine.
Why don't you just get poutine, yeah.
Poutine's good.
What?
Gravy fries.
Poutine. Gravy fries with cheese.
I didn't know that's what they were called.
We recently were talking about this, correct?
Yeah, I just thought they were called fries
weekend.
With gravy.
Yeah.
It's called no, they
poutine.
Have, they have
it's
like,
a Canadian delight. It's
they have wonderful. Like poutineries that are just restaurants
oh, that's right.
all different types of poutine.
Poutine!
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 Yeah, Canada was great. I got to go when I was 19, and that's the legal drinking age there. So I got to drink at bars. And it was like it was really fun, and I met like old people, and they bought me drinks for some reason. Whatever, it was a good time.
I used to go to Mexico like every week on Sunday.
Cool.
That's awesome.
In Texas. Yeah.
I went one night.
You
want to
talk about like
adventure.
Dirty? Like Mexico's a fucking dirty place, man.
Okay.
Everything just looks dirty, just because it's so like. Dusty.
Yeah,
it
it's dirty.
Like
Rome
video
is
game.
Pretty dirty.
Is it?
Rome is really dirty. Their trash pickup is horrible.
I heard that
just
like
garbage
Rome.
Everywhere. Gorgeous, but full of garbage.
That wasn't that garbagey when I went.
Really?
I noticed. It's crowded.
Oh, yeah, there were people, but garbage. I just garbage.
What did you eat while you were in Rome? In a day?
What did I eat while I was in Rome?
Did you say you were there too?
Everything I could. Wherever we could go, I would eat things. I would drink espresso, like drink wine. Anything and everything I could get wherever. I would ask anybody, you know, is anything good here? I will go to there.
I feel like, I don't know why, like maybe the ingredients are fresher, but all the food in Italy just tastes better.
You've said this before on a podcast, haven't you?
I thought it was pretty good, but I didn't think all the food in Italy was better. I thought it was pretty.
Oh,
I thought I was
so good.
Yeah, I thought a lot of it was good, but I still thought a lot of stuff here in America is awesome.
A lot of places in this country with awesome food. That is the takeaway lesson from touring. It's just food rocks.
I started watching the Food Network. I've been watching it religiously for the last 3 weeks, and I've never watched it before.
I've been to some of those cool places.
I want to go to them now because I'll eat a hot dog and watch them cook something. And I'm like, I pretend that what I'm eating is what they're cooking.
They put it on at like 11:30 and then 1 at night.
Yeah, no, the worst time.
Like I'm going to bed.
Oh, I want food.
There's a bunch of Chicago restaurants on Food Network.
Yeah. I'm curious, you guys, if maybe when you were growing up and you went on a road trip with a family or something, or when you were little, what did you bring to snack on?
Combos.
It's combos number 5.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, it was like, you know, big old bag of potato chips. Like tons of different potato chips.
It was pretzels. Those circus peanuts.
A jar of peanut butter.
Like those big orange pretzels, those big jar of pretzels.
Yeah, I've done that. Ones.
Well,
yeah.
My parents always only pack cookies, as is their nature of what they eat.
Well, they're trying to get rid of all those microwave cookies they've got.
Cookies and Coca-Cola, please.
I can't wait. Keith, can you let us know when your parents' like anniversary is or something? Can we get them some cookies?
Some real nice cookies.
Just some nice cookies. I think that would be
really
nice.
Well, they like Vienna Fingers, and they like, I don't know why, they like that simple cookie.
Let's get that.
What does your mom always have in the car?
Okay, Vienna Fingers or these big chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes they have peanut M&Ms, but other times other like are those Pepperidge Farm real good cookies. Yeah. But she doesn't eat those as much anymore. But she buys a lot of cookies. What are you getting at?
No, I'm just saying I love cookies.
Oh yeah,
I just don't have them.
Girl Scout cookies, peanut butter.
I don't eat many cookies, probably because that was all I had to eat as a child. It's like dinner tonight will be cookies, only cookies.
For dessert, you can have a ham.
Yeah.
So, we've got just a couple of minutes left in this podcast. Makula, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I can give you more than 7 this week if you want.
What?
What the fuck?
This is out of control.
We haven't even talked about our sponsor.
I could talk more about killing rats if we need to.
We can do this.
You want
11?
You want 11?
7-11.
I can do this.
Okay.
You can do this.
It's good. We got plenty of time for these extra 4 words. So we're running almost out of time, but before we go, it's time for Nick Makula's 11 words of wisdom.
Robot invasion since 1904, Mr. Capone. Don't you see? We're not.
This has been.
Damn it,
Nick Makula's 11 words of wisdom.
And it's now clearly you're trying to get them to be a story.
Now you're trying. It's all part of the book.
You give him 4 more words, he'll take a mile.
Yeah. Beer pockets and champagne tastes.
I'm glad that this has somewhat of a purpose now.
Well, you just listen to all of them. You get the greatest story ever told.
No, they don't.
Ah, bah humbug to you. They are amazing. Charles Dickens is saying he's good in reference to me.
Before we do finish up real quick,
sure.
One more thing that's been always interesting in my travels, which I'm sorry we didn't touch on, is just the people you meet in traveling. And right now I've been in a place where I meet strangers every day. It's just very interesting to always get a glimpse of a whole town's culture just constantly and see which places across different towns in different states that are very similar to one another, and places that don't fit into the town. Like it's very interesting to, mm-hmm. to see so many different people and see how people exist. See people who just go to the same bars and they're like 35 and that's what they do. And that's how they're completely content with living their life and seeing their friends and knowing who everyone is. The town where you walk in and like everyone knows you're not from there. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
You know what I bet all those people have in common with you?
What?
Probably don't want to kill rats.
Yeah.
I feel like a dick. We talked about everything except for people.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, that about does it for us. thanks for listening. If you're listening live on livestream.com/Octavarius. Thanks for all those participating on Facebook. We are facebook.com/Octavarius. Also, Twitter. You can find us at Twitter handle @Octavarius. And as always, check back every Monday for a fresh podcast on the website or download the podcast on iTunes.
If you're not listening live, come to our show this Sunday.
Yes, May by the time first. It posts, it would be this Sunday.
May 1st.
Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont.
We're headlining the Chicago Improv Festival. It's going to be great.
How about that? We're back at Comedy Sports, and we're headlining the Chicago Improv Festival.
It's going to be the final night of the festival. We're going to have a big old party afterwards, so if you're listening, please come out. It's going to be so much fun. We're super excited.
I believe we've started partying at this point. Right?
No.
We've got
this weekend.
We party.
Or this coming
like,
day.
This like Thursday.
Yep.
Sweet.
I think we're doing it Wednesday.
No.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah. So check us out. It's going to be a ton of fun. And until then, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Killtherats.com.
Killtherats.com. You're running out of time.
Killtherats.com.
Lock the door.
He's coming back for more.